Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Will America invade Canada? Impossible, you might say. Well, let's consider the facts. I'd like to quote from an article by the Associated Press, dated January 24. President Donald Trump on Saturday threatened to impose a 100% tariff on goods imported from Canada if America's northern neighbor went ahead with its China trade deal. They signed a trade deal which would be very advantageous both for China and for Canada when it comes to tariffs. Trump initially said that agreement was what Prime Minister Mark Carney should be doing. And it's a good thing for him to sign a trade deal, but then obviously Trump changed his mind. Trump's threat came amid an escalating war of words with Carney, as the Republican president's push to acquire Greenland strained the NATO alliance. Trump had commented while in Davos, Switzerland, this week that, quote, Canada lives because of the United States, close quote. Carney shot back that his nation can be an example that the world does not have to bend toward autocratic tendencies. He also said Canada lives because of Canadians, not because of the United States. Trump later revoked his invitation to Carney to join the president's board of peace that he is forming to try to resolve global conflicts. Originally it had to do with the Gaza Strip. And so he invited all kinds of people to join the board. Carney was originally invited, but then he was disinvited, uninvited. The Europeans pretty much have rejected to participate in this, with Mr. Orban from Hungary as an exception. It goes on to say, Trump's push to acquire Greenland has come after he has been repeatedly needling Canada over its sovereignty and suggested it also be absorbed into the United States as a 51st state. Trump continued his provocations by calling Canada's leader Governor Carney. Carney has emerged, and this is important, as a leader of a movement for countries to find ways to link up and counter the US under Trump. And what is equally, perhaps even more important, is the following. Canada is a top export destination for 36 US states, nearly $3.6 billion Canadian dollars, which is about $2.7 billion US dollars, worth of goods and services cross the border each day. About 60% of U.S. crude oil imports are from Canada, as are 85% of U.S. electricity imports. Canada is also the largest foreign supplier of steel, aluminum, uranium to the U.S., and has 34 critical minerals and metals that the Pentagon is eager for and investing in for national security. Does this perhaps sound a little bit familiar when you think of Venezuela, when you think of Greenland? Now, in Europe, Carney is praised as a hero for his stance against Trump because most European leaders didn't have the guts to stand up in Davos, like Carney did. Now let me read to you from an article by The Guardian, dated January 27. First, American forces would strike with poison gas munitions, seizing a strategically valuable port city. Soldiers would sever undersea cables, destroy bridges, and rail lines to paralyze infrastructure. Major cities on the shores of lakes and rivers would be captured in order to blunt any civilian resistance. The multi-pronged invasion would rely on ground forces, amphibious landing, and then mass internments. According to the architects of the plan, the attack would be short-lived, and the besieged country would fall within days. The target was Canada. Part of a classified 1930 strategy called War Plan Red for a hypothetical war. But the invasion plans, once dismissed as a fumbling historical quirk, have taken on fresh relevance as the US pivots its foreign policy to an increasingly aggressive view of its preeminence in the Western Hemisphere and turns its sights on both foes and allies. In early January, the fusion of economic nationalism and belligerent foreign policy championed by Donald Trump was on full display when his government ordered the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. And the U.S. president announced on social media the U.S. would seize control of the South American country's oil. Days after, both Trump and prominent officials spoke openly of using military force to invade and capture Greenland for its strategic position and its immense mineral wealth. In late January, Canada's military had modeled a hypothetical invasion of Canada, suggesting guerrilla tactics would supplant conventional war. Threats from Trump that he intends to annex Canada have rattled the country. Last year, Trump said the centuries-old border between the two nations was no more than an artificially drawn line that, with force and persuasion, might be redrawn. Somebody drew that line many years ago with, like a ruler, just a straight line right across the top of the country, Trump told Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney, adding a unified continent was the way it was meant to be. On January 20, Trump posted an altered image on a social media account that features the U.S. flag covering Canada, Greenland, and Venezuela, as well as Cuba. His comments, condemned by Canadian lawmakers, nonetheless exposed a deep and persistent anxiety that the country remains vulnerable to U.S. aggression. War Plan Red highlighted how Americans believed Canada would fall quickly, and the broader flimsiness of political alliances. Battle designs such as War Plan Red underscore fears within Canada of its continued vulnerability to U.S. military action. Trump and his allies could deploy a sustained campaign to demonize Canada by warning the 5,500-mile border has grown increasingly lawless and drugs are pouring across. Just like Venezuela. Just like Mexico. Last year, the then Prime Minister Justin Trudeau warned business leaders Trump's threats to annex Canada were a real thing, and the president wanted to access the country's critical minerals. A 2025 poll found that 43% of Canadians believed a military attack by the United States within 5 years was at least somewhat likely, with 10% deeming it highly likely or certain. Now, given the subsequent events by the end of 2025 and the beginning of 2026, if another poll would be held, undoubtedly many more than just 43% would believe that a military attack by the United States is at least somewhat likely. Now, most Americans are against it completely. They are against a invasion one way or the other. They are against Canada becoming part of the United States, let alone by military means. But, you know, this was also somewhat true when it came to Greenland. And Trump wasn't deterred by that. And let me just say, the final word on Greenland hasn't been spoken yet. I'm sure of that. We will hear more about Greenland. The parallels between Canada and Venezuela and Greenland are remarkable. Clearly, these countries have what America wants: oil, natural resources, minerals, incredibly rich earth. As James tells us in the Bible, where do wars come from among you? From your desires to obtain, if necessary by force, what belongs to others. Here you have a definition of the cause for war or invasion. And then, of course, such an act is going to be justified with smuggling drugs into the United States. That was the case with Venezuela. Now it's increasingly the case with Canada and, as I said, with Mexico. Now, will America invade Canada? And if so, how would they do it? Would they just go after the individual provinces? Would they go after the territories? Frankly, I don't know. But I do know one thing. Trump has something in mind. He said he wants Canada to become the 51st state of the United States. And as many have said, including his vice president, including Stephen Miller, when Trump says something, he means it. It's not like, oh, well, he's starting big and then he goes down with his demands. Uh-uh. Don't believe that one moment. And so, prophetically speaking, something like that could happen. The Bible does not indicate that it could not happen. But the fact alone that Canadians believe Trump might do something like that is highly alarming. And Canada's closeness to Europe is also remarkable, as it may be Europe which ultimately might decide to come to Canada's rescue. Setting in motion developments which would end up in World War III. We are certainly living in dangerous times. And only God can give you and me true security and protection. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.